everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's a really exciting day. I got a great guest, a guy that I've come to really, really care about and enjoy and respect, and a guy that I think has a tremendous amount of talent. And I'm really happy that he and I have become friends. He hails from East Texas, from a town called Lyndale. And for those of you that are country music fans, it is the hometown of Miranda Lambert. And so she's from Lyndale, Texas. And without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend, Mr. Ryan Surratt. Ryan, how are you?
Kevin, I'm doing great. And I'm glad to be on this podcast with you. It's a great impact.
Well, we're going to make an impact. And thankfully, we have made some impact so far. And I appreciate but we have some exciting news to announce on Loan Officer Impact. And I'm just going to take a minute, Ryan, if it's okay, and give a quick backdrop. I started Loan Officer Impact a while back because I wanted to do exactly what it says. I wanted to impact the lives of loan officers positively, regardless of which company they worked at. I wanted to bring them episodes of people that are out in the field doing the things that they're wanting to do and some having some success doing, and even some failures, and seeing different points of view on how they can survive and thrive in a difficult and challenging market. That was the whole impetus of Loan Officer Impact. And we've been really blessed. The first 12 episodes have really been a lot of fun. We've gotten some great feedback, and we've had some superstar loan officers on sharing how they've made it in a tough market. We've been really lucky to have a lot of great ideas shared, and a lot of people have given me some real positive feedback that they've implemented some of these changes they've learned about in their business, and they've seen positive results. And that's kind of what led me to today, because I met this gentleman a while back and we became fast friends after we were introduced by Carl White. And the time Ryan owned his own company, and you know, we had our company, and we just really got to know, like, and trust each other. And I don't know how long ago, but a while back, we decided that if our two companies were one company, we'd both be stronger. And so Ryan merged his company in with ours, and it's been great. And he's come on board. He does a lot of personal production. He's closed thousands and thousands of loans and done exceptionally well personally. But he had a burning passion to grow. And so he and I have kind of joined forces, and we're going to be tag teaming and tackling the recruiting and retention side of our business here together. And so this podcast is not only a fun episode, Ryan, for me to do with you as a producer, but it's really more fun because we're now going to be doing this podcast together in an effort to impact loan officers nationwide, but by both Ryan and I. So he will be the co-host. There could be weeks and times where I'm not available and he's going to do it solo, or vice versa. And oftentimes where we might be together interviewing high level people across the country. And so I'm just really excited and happy. And I just appreciate your trust in me, Ryan. And thank you for your willingness to kind of take on this project with me and do it in unison and to do it as one.
Kevin, I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to just be a part of it. I think that we have just a tremendous opportunity ahead of us to really impact a lot of loan officers and help them reach their next level, and also get more out of what they're trying to do with their family and friends. And so I'm very grateful. So thank you.
And that kind of leads me to our first kind of question of the day, Ryan. Yeah. So I know you're a studious guy, and one of the things I love about you is you're always strategic. And every time we've talked, there's thought behind what your actions are. And I know you're a massive action taker, but you're also a strategic thinker at the same time. What are some of the things that you're seeing those that are like yourself and others that are having massive success in a very challenging market doing that might be different from those that are not quite having the results that they're hoping for?
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful question. One thing that I'm seeing as I talk to loan officers and my own production too, is just trying to deepen relationships. Right now, I think better than ever, I was talking to one real estate agent the other day, and they said they're getting tons of phone calls from lenders right now, but no one's adding value. And so what I've been trying to do is, how do we add value? How do we go deeper? So that way us and the referral partners have a partnership mindset. And so that's one thing I've seen a lot of loan officers do, just trying to deepen their relationships to go to the next level during this market shift with their referral sources.
Well, and I can obviously share the facts that that works. I know that you took north of $3 million in applications in January, which typically isn't the hotbed of months in the mortgage business. But sure. And every single one of those came from a personal relationship with a referral source, correct? That those weren't anything to do from the internet or anything like that. They were all 100% from a relationship that you've already established in the market.
That's correct. That's correct.
And how are you, you often hear go deep or go wide or whatever, but have you any concrete examples that you're implementing or that you've run into recently that are working better than others, or any ways to go deeper with the realtor community and bring them something of value? Because if they don't perceive it as value, it doesn't matter what you or I think, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
What are some of the ways that you're helping in that regard?
Sure, sure. I think that sometimes where we as loan officers may have a miss because we think it may bring value, but we just are off the mark with what realtors are wanting. And so one thing that I've done recently is I have a list. It's 44 items that loan officers or real estate agents could do to add to their business. And so I've been sharing that with loan officers or not loan officers, with real estate agents and their teams to so that they, in the next 30 days, if they do some of these activities, they can grow their production. And a lot of them have come back who perhaps weren't as open to meeting with me. I send them the list anyways and say, this is gold. Why don't you come meet with our team and share how you can help us do these things? And so the big thing for me is I try to present my team as an extension of their team so that we help support in their efforts and have that partnership mentality to get to the next level. And so that's one that's been had a lot of feedback here recently.
So those 44 things, as we all know, it's probably akin or similar to a daily success plan for loan officers, correct?
That's right. That's right. A lot of it, yep, comes from the Freedom Club and MMA. And so, yep, that's correct.
So you and I and many of us on this forum here have been familiar with Carl White. If you're not, Carl White owns a company called the Mortgage Marketing Animals in conjunction with his partnerships with Tammy Schneider and Diane Ranger and Steve Giles and all these unbelievable people. They've taught more loan officers nationwide on how to implement the daily success plan. And those that have followed it, we've seen do exceptionally well. And despite market conditions, despite interest rates. And so in essence, what I'm hearing, you did that in your personal business. I know that because that's how you and I met. But you've kind of morphed that into a DSP for real estate agents. And do they ever need to be held accountable to that? Are you willing to hold them accountable? Do they ever ask about that? Or do you just hope and trust that they actually will do some of the items that you share?
So what I like to do is right now, one thing I'm trying to have as a value add for my real estate partners is take as much off of them as I can and put it on my team. And so some of that stuff we can't do, but a lot of it we offer to do for them or with them. And so one thing that I've started to do is helping call their past database. So we've been an extension of their past database. So clients they've closed before, just call, love on them, because let's face it, a lot of real estate agents don't have the time or the support to call their past database on a regular basis, but my team does. And then same thing with their cold leads. So we're calling lots of cold leads every week to see if we can pre-qualify some of those for the real estate agent and then send them back. And then also when we do that, that adds value for us as a partner to them.
Well, I know as recently as a week ago, you got one of those cold leads that they were never going to call again, pre-approved, and sent it back to that particular realtor. How was their reaction to that? Were they like just whatever, or were they actually a little bit moved by that?
Ecstatic. It's and so, you know, because it was just something. It was basically, you know, the average agent makes, let's just say, $8,000 on a transaction. It's like I just gave them $8,000. Yeah. And so, and especially in this market when they're struggling to get leads and get buyers on the hook, they're ecstatic. And so what I think is interesting is most real estate agents probably have thousands of dollars in commission on the table in cold leads that they're not touching. And so I think us as loan officers can add value by calling those cold leads. And I have a little script that we use, and it builds up the agent. It works to get the client qualified and see if they're interested. And then if not, yay or nay, we go to the next step where we ask for business from that lead for the agent. So it's a three-part system.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you just made me remember, and I think that you do this. I'm not 100% sure, but do you do the 9-word text that you and I heard Carl say often?
Yep. So I've done that. and shoot it out. And what's so funny, if you, the 9-word text, do you want to say what that is?
Are you still interested in buying a house in Tyler?
Yep. So we'll shoot that out and we won't put our name or anything like that. We'll just send that out. And it's so funny how many people will respond, and then we can restart that conversation with them. And so we have a list of thousands of leads. And so, you know, shooting that out to them gets us some feedback.
I love it. I love it. No. And, you know, as we sit here and try to impact the lives of loan officers, I guess life to date, I've never heard anyone with the magic bean or the magic pill or the magic wand that can just wave it and all of a sudden people are ungodly successful in the mortgage industry.
Right.
But what we have figured out pretty darn well and pretty measurably is that if someone is strategic about growing their business and if they are willing to commit, and we're not talking about massive amounts of time, but I look at the number of people that you and I both know, the number of people I've had on this show before, the number of people that are already signed up to do the next podcast with me. Every one of them does and can commit somewhere between 2 and 4 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, to real prospecting.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If they do, we've seen tremendous results despite market conditions, despite interest rates. In fact, I just saw today that 17% of licensees in America did not renew their license on December 31st. It's actually a good thing for us. It means same number of transactions happen, which I think it'll be more transactions in 2023 than 2022, they're going to be done by fewer people. Every single one of us that's out there doing the things necessary, doing the things that matter, doing the things that create activity and action are going to close between 17 and 34% more loans this year.
Right.
That they did last year by default of those exiting the industry. Do you agree with me on those two points?
I do. And I think there's some strategies that could be utilized that perhaps loan officers aren't using now to impact them doing even more production strategically.
Without a shadow of a doubt. So hopefully as we get to do this together, one of the reasons I wanted to bring Ryan on my team and to help me with not only this podcast, but on the overall growth of our business model and the growth and development arena is his vast knowledge, but mostly his kindness. He's one of the kindest, nicest guys I've ever met.
Well,
his level of caring for people is off the chart. It's high as you can find. His character is incredibly high. And he's just one of those guys that you'll want to be around. And so I welcome you into our family with open arms, Ryan, and into the journey that you and I are embarking on. I couldn't ask for anything, you know, more. And so I just appreciate that. And I know that he will bring tremendous value to Loan Officer Impact. He currently does it in today's market every day. He's successful right now. And I've learned a tremendous amount over the last 6 to 12 months from Ryan, and just excited as heck to have you as part of the crew. And I look forward to what you can bring to Loan Officer Impact to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, have a more freedom-filled life, a better life. And I'm just excited.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a blessing to many people. I think this is a good thing.
I know it is. So, well, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate everyone's willingness to join us today. We will look forward to continuing to do this weekly. And if you have any interest in sharing some time with me or with Ryan, please go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. My calendar is right on there. You can schedule a 15-minute block of time. And Ryan and I would be happy to share our insight on any growth-related topics. We've made almost every mistake you can make in growing our businesses. We have tried and failed at many things. Thankfully, we've succeeded at enough of them that we've been able to each build sustainable, repeatable businesses through a myriad of different techniques and strategies that have worked. And so if any of you are out there thinking, man, I'm trying, but I'm just not seeing the results I wanted, or maybe you just need a 15-minute pep talk, maybe you need a specific strategy that isn't working for you, that you thought it might work differently, we would love to share any knowledge we have, any experience we have, and see if we can't make your life an ounce better. And if we can, we all win. So thanks so much, Ryan. Any closing words?
I got one closing word.
Please.
Now that I've been on both sides, I would encourage someone who's listening to the podcast or watching this to really connect with Kevin if they're truly trying to go to the next level and they're looking at their mortgage business, not sure where the market's going, not sure how they're going to do more, because we have some strategies that can really take you to the next level. And I used to be in the spot where I wasn't sure. I wanted to have my own company and to just continue spinning my wheels. And I didn't realize that I could get to the next level by getting out of my company, focusing my efforts, and partnering with someone like Kevin. So if you want to be impacted, give Kevin a call. Go to the next level.
Well, I appreciate that, Ryan, and we all do it together. It takes a village nowadays, and no great thing I've ever been associated with was ever accomplished by any singular or one person's sole effort. It's always a culmination of talented people who have others' first mindsets, who come together for the greater good and to care more about the client than the commission and all of those things that are important to growth. And so please go to growingwithkevin.com, growingwithkevin.com. I'd be happy to chat with you. And so everyone, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Ryan, I hope that weather down there comes our way a little bit because it's starting to get cold up here in Michigan. I could use a little East Texas weather.
Fantastic. I hope so too. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.